And the way they were hollering and screaming, all of them talk proper too.
They do?
Mm-hmm. Cause see, I got cousins up there, and I talked to them about during the holiday, Christmas holiday. They were talking real proper. I mean, ain't no way they can call me and not say, you know who you talking to? I'm saying, it's somebody from up north, you know. Yeah.
So you can tell the difference between up north black people and white people?
I never had that situation. I remember never talking about up there white. Besides the people at the plane, but I ain't pay them too much attention. But I can tell you, black or white, you call here. Now, I swear. I don't know how. And then, you know, that lady across the street, she talked. You called over there, she talked. She got a heavy voice. And I've called over there, and she said, hello. And I said, Sid, let me speak to Miss Maddie. And she said, this is Miss Maddie. And I said, okay, how you doing? You know, and I felt bad, you know, but she just got a heavy voice.
Sounded like a man.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But if somebody called me, I can tell who they are. It's hard to fool me. And my God, really be down if I can't describe whether you're male or female or black or white. You know, anybody can tell a foreigner. But I hate them.
Why?
I mean, I don't hate them for they hope they die in the land, but I wish they'd go back home. I swear. The wetbacks go back home. We need our jobs. We need stuff like that. And they working for a little nothing and taking over.
Like landscape businesses?
Yeah, they that's all you see. But they can get a loan to get one. Mm-hmm. They won't give me none. I had to use our personal lawnmower, personal weeds. And then had to underbid them. They man got a nice yard over there, $65. I had to do it for like $45, $50. To get him to let me do it, you know, not him personally. I'm talking about another person, because they have like two or three people, and they get knock it out just like that. But see, I'm one person. I gotta take my time and do it right and everything. He might be wanting to go somewhere. He want me off his property, so I gotta get low as I can to get the business on. So I just a bar. I just don't care for the fun. I don't. And I sure don't like the way they talk. And the way they talk to you. Like they own a store. And they be, you get out of here. You get out of my daughter's store. You know, like, and you no talking motherfucker. You know.
Is that the Asian people you talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah. And they are, well, the people who we went and bought the cha-cha, we've been knowing them. Because they was the store across from the project where we stayed at. Mm-hmm. But they even said, long time no see. But the other store, you go in there and they talk to you any kind of way. And, you know, use sign language to make you sick. You know, like they throw you, you hand them your money in their hand. When they come back with your chain, they throw it down. And I said, excuse me, I'm waiting on my chain. They said, there goes your chain. I said, I know that ain't mine. I didn't give you my money like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, no. You get change, you know, give me, and then take the money back, take the stuff back, hand me my, like, a $20 bill. And you get out of my store. I said, fuck you in your store. You know, now they don't like them. I just don't like them. I don't like the way they talk at all. Can't understand them. I feel like they should have took a test to get some speech going on so we can understand them, because that's why that's a good, probably a good field to go into, an interpreter. Because where was that? They had a special parking place for the interpreter to come in every day. Oh, down at the defect center. Because they can't understand their speech. Stuff like that. Yep. That's basically about it. I heard them all. Like people get drunk